This March marks the 10th anniversary of the University of New Brunswick Fredericton's Arts Matters Conference, being held from March 20th to 23rd. To commemorate this milestone, the Arts Matters organizers, who are almost entirely undergraduate arts students from UNB, are preparing a celebratory gala to end the conference. Even more excitingly, 2025 marks the first time in 5 years that the number of submissions and presentations has matched pre-COVID numbers at the conference. To learn more about the conference, the anniversary, and the long road back from COVID, I sat down with student organizers Kate McGregor and Annie Farrer, as well as Tabitha Armstrong, the Faculty of Arts Coordinator of Experiential Learning and Student Engagement. Here's Kate McGregor.
So Arts Matters is an undergraduate conference that's run by and for undergraduate students that do a wide range of topics in arts. So we host student presentations, we also have workshops, and yeah, we just want to give an opportunity for people to share their projects and what they're working on.
A large part of the organization of Arts Matters is giving undergraduate students a chance to plan and attend a large conference with attendees from UNB and other universities in Eastern Canada. Here's Annie Farrer.
Our organizing team mainly consists of undergrad students, so with Tabitha as well, just guiding us and kind of like delegating the tasks that we need. So in terms of delegation of tasks, it's more like somebody does social media, somebody does reaching out to panelists and so on and so forth. So it's really more of just like student teamwork, really, if I could summarize it into like a few words.
And Tabitha Armstrong.
Every year, it's sometimes a different group of students every year. Some students come back for more than 1 year. So Kate, for example, this is the second time Kate is helping to organize the conference. Annie's first time helping to organize conference. But we meet all academic year long. So we start meeting early in the fall, and we continue meeting weekly all the way up until when the conference takes place in the winter term. So usually in March, sometimes in April. So that time frame. It's a lot of work, and the students put in a lot of dedicated time and effort to make it possible. Just to build on that, so we accept creative and academic work. So it could be a multimedia project, a film project, artwork, it could be interdisciplinary. And it comes from the humanities, social sciences, or creative disciplines. So we're really open to any of that. Experiential learning projects are also welcome. And any undergraduate student from UMB or any university in Eastern Canada, really. So basically Toronto over to the east.
In March of 2020, the conference was canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Over the past 5 years, Tabitha noted that the conference has seen a slow increase in participants, although numbers had not reached their pre-COVID peak until now.
I should note, too, that during COVID, we did have one conference that was fully online. So we were able to continue the conference in 2021 with a fully online version. So we did learn from that there are some benefits to having a virtual component to our conference. And we've actually retained that since. So we've kept it hybrid, which also adds another accessible option. So let's say a person can't attend in person for some reason, they can elect to present their work virtually if they want to. But as we came out of COVID, we did transition one to fully online at first, and then we started to reincorporate those in-person components. But we had to do it kind of slowly, as folks probably remember. So it's taken a couple years to become a fully in-person event again. So I don't know if that's necessarily why we have seen the changes in numbers over time. Luckily, we still always had a good turnout of folks interested in doing this. So we never went below, I think, maybe 25 submissions, which is still really awesome. But I wonder if maybe that desire to be in person is part of the reason we're seeing it climb back up again.
Anna elaborated on why it was so important that Arts Matters bounced back after COVID.
It's in the words already, Arts Matters. So I think that as an art student throughout the years, I've noticed that there isn't really a lot of I wouldn't say spotlight, but more just like it's not as valued. It's really important work, so it's really nice that we have a few days each year to really highlight those different types of work within the Faculty of Arts, and whether that be through creative platforms or like social sciences, humanities, and so on. Like it's really valuable in that sense that it gets to be highlighted at least throughout this time of the year.
Finally, a major part of the Arts Matters 10th anniversary celebration this year is a gala, to be held on Saturday, March 22nd, 2025.
Again, like, it's really nice to have all the presentations and the academic components of it, but adding a gala into it is more just like the fun component of it as well. So it's, from a student perspective, I think it's really nice, because in terms of just like being able to connect with other people outside of that really formal space of a conference.
And the gala is our big celebration at the end yes. of the conference this year. So it's our last thing. We just want to get everyone together and have a good time, celebrate mm-hmm. the awesome work that they presented.
I'm Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.